Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston lost a sports legend yesterday with the passing of Celtics great Tommy Heinsohn at the age of 86. Heinsohn first made his name as a Hall of Fame player in the Celtics' golden era, alongside Bill Russell and Bob Cousy, and then later as a championship coach in the 1970s. After that, he called Celtics games on TV for 40 years, endearing himself to Boston fans.
They're going to call it a hard foul. They're going to call it a hard foul. These guys are ridiculous. These guys are ridiculous.
Longtime Boston Globe sports columnist Bob Ryan joins us now to talk about Tommy Heinsohn and the legacy he leaves behind. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
It's hard to overemphasize how important Tommy Heinsohn is in the legend of the Celtics, isn't it?
It's a singular career, not only in Boston, but perhaps in the entire NBA. Tommy became a member of the Celtics in 1956 and has had an unbroken association with the team ever since. I doubt that there's another person in the league who has had that long an extended association with one team.
From 1956 to 1965, he helped the Celtics win 8 championships. He was essential. What kind of a player was he on the court?
Unlike anything that's available for anyone's enjoyment today, the style of the game was different. He was a 6'7" forward with a good line drive jump shot. I say line drive, the arc of his shot was classically, legendarily low, supposedly because the high school gym that he played in New Jersey had a low ceiling and he needed to have a low arc on his shot. Whether that's fact or fiction, he did have a low arc on his shot. He also featured a hook shot. He was a center in college, 6'7", and that was a standard part of any center's repertoire in the 50s, 60s, 70s, was a hook shot. And when he got into the NBA and was no longer a center, he was a forward alongside Bill Russell, he had a running hook from the corner, a shot that is absolutely like the dodo bird of shots today.
Bruins legend Bobby Orr had the goal. Fellow Celtics great Johnny Havlicek had his Havlicek stole the ball moment, as memorialized by the Celtics legendary play-by-play guy Johnny Most. Does Tommy Heinsohn have a moment like that that sticks out in your mind?
His greatest game came in his rookie year. In 1957, Game 7 against the St. Louis Hawks, the Celtics beat them in double overtime, 125-123. Tommy Heinsohn had 37 points and 23 rebounds before fouling out in the second overtime. Russell also had an extraordinary game. The two rookies carried them.
What kind of coach was Tommy Heinsohn?
He favored a fast break. You know, when he became a coach, it was interesting that he had never coached a day of anything in his life. He had no preparation for it in terms of apprenticeships. He had been an insurance salesman who was doing a broadcasting bit with the Celtics on the side. When Bill Russell retired, Red Auerbach named him coach despite his lack of experience because Tommy was so intelligent, a very fast learner. He may have talked a little too much, you know, at times. I think that got to be a sore point with the players. And he thought a lot, and sometimes I think he may have outthought himself at times. But certainly I'm not going to denigrate a man who got into the Hall of Fame as a coach as well as a player, only one of 4 people who can make that distinction.
As a broadcaster, he was frank, enthusiastic, loud, sometimes or maybe often unfiltered, but a lot of fun to hear and watch on TV. How do you think fans took him? And do you think he worried what people thought about him as a broadcaster?
No. He was spontaneous, natural. He was a Celtic homer. He wouldn't deny that for a second. He loved the Boston Celtics. He bled green, and the fans liked him for that. The one thing we must stress about Tommy Heinsohn that not enough people were aware of is that there was another whole other side of him. He was an artist, a legitimate artist of every stripe, landscapes, portraits, whatever you like. I've got a Heinsohn hanging in our living room.
The Celtics issued a statement saying that Tommy Heinsohn was the ultimate Celtic. How will Tommy Heinsohn be remembered? And in your view, how should he be remembered, Bob?
As Mr. Celtic, more than. But first of all, the longevity does speak for itself. He valued what he felt were the Celtic ideals as well as anybody. He's as proud to have worn that uniform as anybody ever was. I used to go to him with him at the luncheons in the old days. when luncheons were quite a staple of NBA life on the road, and we had a weekly one here for years, and Tommy mesmerized crowds with his passion and his ability to express what it meant, to be a Celtic, and I think that's what people should know. No one was prouder to have been associated with the Boston Celtics than Tom Heinsohn.
Longtime Boston Globe sports writer Bob Ryan, thanks for helping us remember Tommy Heinsohn, who has died at the age of 86. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome, Bob.